Blog Talk Radio.
In America. Oh, you poor guys. You don't know what's coming. If you had any idea, you'd be changing your attitude right now. But this is about the kids. So I'm going to play for you All the Things You Are.
Something to make my heart beat the faster. What did I long for? I never really knew. Finding your love, I found my adventure. Touching your hand, my heart beat the faster. All that I want in all of this world is you. You are the promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. Trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are
on a sadder note, they did an autopsy on that girl that was with the laundry guy, and they found out she was strangled. Now, when the cops had them together and they were fighting amongst each other, and the girl was hysterical and crying, wouldn't it have been great if one of those cops said, "Hey, Sarge, I'm taking this girl back to her parents"? Yeah, that's all it had to be done. But let's go back to the kids, because the kids are growing day by day.
Day by day, I'm falling more in love with you. And day by day, my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than in the ocean. I find that day by day, you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know. I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, day by day.
Lately, people have been singing God Bless America, preferably to the Star Spangled Banner. And I like that, because God is in God Bless America, and that's what the communists don't want. And to show you how evil they are, there was a woman who loved this country, and in hard times, from Depression to World War II, she sang to keep the people's spirit up. And she introduced a song called God Bless America to the country. And the communists dug her up. She was 35 years, at least 35 years in the grave, and they labeled her a racist. But they also labeled Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben, Uncle Tom's, and racists. Now, did you know that Aunt Jemima died a millionaire? And she was sharp. She was sharp. She got all kinds of agreements in perpetuity that she would get royalties for her face being on the pancake box. Amos and Andy. Famous, white-loved, black family. And the Amos and Andy show was on for years. And who put it to death? Bill Cosby. He bought the rights to it, and he took it off the air. So the Amos and Andy got no royalties. They got nothing. And this is what people do to black people to get them justice. If that's justice, I'll pass. But anyway, so God Bless America. Do you know what the number two choice for the national anthem was? The Battle Hymn of the Republic. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. I was with a guy who I thought was a good American. And in his mind, he is a good American. And I happen to mention, I didn't like the fact that all the statues were being torn down. Because in 1962, a congressman read into the congressional record the 65 goals of the Communist Party. And one of the goals was to take down statues and put up put up ugly growths and sculptors. So I'm going to give you a tune. God Bless America.
Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to musical America. Thank you.
We're back. Do some business. Oh, God help me. Okay. So, did we play Kate? I hope we did. All right, we'll give you a little football music. But we don't watch football anymore.
Thank you. an Irish boy was leaving, leaving his own native home, crossing the broad Atlantic. Once more he wished to roam, and as he was leaving his mother, while standing on the quay, she threw her arms around his waist, and these are the words she said: a mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, for you'll miss her when she's gone. Love her as in childhood, though feeble, old and gray, for you'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay.
Okay, we're back. Let's see what else we got, and we'll do a close out here. If I can find a nice song. You let that kid grow. You let that kid grow. You ought to see what they look like at 16. This is the Spirit of America Party of signing off. You're about to lose your country, and you're not paying attention. You see all the ships that are out in the harbor on the East Coast and the West Coast that can't be unloaded? Trump was making us self-serving. He was making us totally independent. And look where we are today. It is totally sad. Under Trump, troops in Afghanistan killed or wounded, none. Gas, $1.67 a gallon. And one day the price of oil dropped to minus $37 a barrel. And he joked, I'm going to buy a million barrels. We were the number one source of gas and fuel and natural gas. The pipelines were humming on federal lands. That's the people's lands. Trump employment, everybody working, especially blacks and Latinos and all Americans. Small business was thriving and growing. The Trump border was 98% protected. The Mexican government gave us 38,000 troops to keep anybody from climbing over the fence. And this week, coming up, it's going to look like the return of the slave trade. Because all you're seeing are black Haitians coming from Brazil. They're not even coming from Haiti. It's ridiculous, man. The Trump peace process, all was calm, all was bright. Trump supported the USA, police, and the military. Now what do we have? Why are we paying China to develop germ warfare? On the other hand, we're the guinea pigs for COVID. Only a third of the workforce came back to work. Not only in USA, not made in USA, create shortages. On the microchips, they can't run cars without them. We only make 25% of the microchips. We should be making 125%. Not made in USA creates shortages. Inflation, 5% in 1 month. Fentanyl sales and death are up. Conservative websites are selling pot stocks. Rhino Ratsies have joined the Democracy Communist Party. When Fox News tried to stop Trump in his first 2016 presidential interview, Brett Bighead asked the first question, do you promise not to start a third party? The man answered no, and the Rhino Rats had a baby. Up second was Megyn Kelly, the alleged feminist, accusing him of being anti-woman. And then the coup de grace shot by Chris Henry Wallace, who Fox News pawns off as fair and impartial. They have lost 40 million viewers to Newsmax. They are getting CNN backlash. Anybody see Lou Dobbs lately? He was the best. You know what happens to the best at Fox News? They get shoved out the door. Trump needs a third party to keep the other two honest. Actually, he needs a second party. 20 years ago, 48 senators voted to burn the flag. 48 senators. All were Democrats except for Mitch McConnell, I call him. Trump needs a third party. Most were Democrats plus Mitch McConnell. 20 days before 9/11, that's all they had to do was to vote to burn the flag. Such dedication to the nation. We had the best. Every step Trump took made us greater. He worked day and night in spite of lies and false accusations. Two communist impeachments, a FISA court, a left BI, a Department of Injustice, and all the evildoers are still there. I call them Pharisees. What is your chances of getting a fair vote? Will you get another water main break? More Soros voting machines? In closing, let me say, when we fall, the last words you will hear will not be, shoot the blacks, whites, Latinos, and Orientals. The last words you will hear are, kill the Americans. So if you're going to die like one, why not live like one? We're the Spirit of America Party. We're an alternative to slavery. They went after Christopher Columbus. They went after the Spanish. The Spanish brought language, culture, agriculture, education, and horses. Communists only bring death camps and steal your hard-earned money. Beware the Communist Party flag burners. You're under siege and you've been in a coup for at least 20 years. God bless America and God keep you all safe. And let's change adoption and replace abortion. You got to have room in your heart for a child. If you don't, there's no sense in you even being around. Okay. We're going to go. We'll give you a little wisdom.
One, five, six, five, one, take six.
If you're lucky enough to have someone who loves you, then be glad that you've got someone who loves you. 'Cause lips that were warm can grow cool. Listen to the wisdom of a fool. When you take her for heart and you do something to it, and you think to yourself, why did I do it? You may find that the world